Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
This is the first study of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. The word epistle means letter. Letters played an important role in communication in ancient times and still do today, in spite of the modern electronic means of communication available. I'm sure the postman drops letters through your mailbox quite frequently, and you open and read them. Some bring good news and others not so good. In the era before Christ, letters in Hebrew and Aramaic languages were common means of administration. Archaeologists have also discovered numerous letters for brief official communication in Israel. Some letters became famous historical documents because of their content and the authors who wrote them. Having a priceless value, these letter documents are safely kept in libraries or museums and usually can only be seen and researched by a restricted number of people. Among ancient letters are 13 written by the Apostle Paul, which he addressed to Christians in different places of the globe. Paul wrote his letters during his missionary journeys and while he was in prison for proclaiming Christ. He typically had the help of a scribe. These epistles or letters of Paul are not securely kept in libraries or museums. Rather, they are available in many languages to anyone who wants to read them. Paul's letters survived over the centuries, have been copied and spread, and have shaped the life of Christians and the Christian church. And why not admit they have shaped social communities, politics, and economics? Lutheran Radio UK is sharing Paul's letters with you, dear listener. They could be a powerful tool to teach you God's love in Christ Jesus, to broaden and deepen your knowledge of the Lord and Savior, and inspire you in faith, hope, and comfort in your daily life.
Starting with Paul's letter written to Christians in Rome, let us ask and answer some questions, which give a brief overview what this letter is all about. Who is Paul?
You may know a number of Pauls, since that's a quite common name till this day. However, the Paul the New Testament talks about is a special Paul, because of the history of his life, because of what God has done to him, and how God made this man a precious instrument of the proclamation of the good news to the world. Originally, this man was known by the Jewish name Saul, which means ask of God. Later, for some reason, he became known by the Roman name Paul, which means little. He grew up in the city of Tarsus, Cilicia, today south central Turkey. His father was one of the Jews scattered throughout the world of those days, and a freedman in Roman society. Paul was apprenticed as a tent maker, but also studied the Old Testament scriptures under a rabbi called Gamaliel. Paul belonged to the Pharisees, a very important and powerful Jewish sect representing the Jewish authorities. The Pharisees, and so Paul, were strict observers and teachers of the law. Paul passionately defended his Jewish faith by arresting Christians and supporting their execution, since he regarded them as false teachers. However, Paul experienced a turning point in his life. In AD 36, while he was traveling to the city of Damascus in Syria to arrest and put Christians in prison, Jesus confronted Paul. Jesus turned Paul's heart. He was converted by the power of the Holy Spirit to the Christian faith. After his conversion, Paul was baptized and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. Paul was commissioned by Jesus himself to be an apostle, a messenger of the good news of God's love and salvation. He embarked on several missionary journeys to take the message of Jesus to many places. Formerly a persecutor, Paul happened to be persecuted and taken to prison more than once. Meanwhile, he traveled about and visited many places and wrote letters to Christians. These letters became part of the New Testament of the Bible. One of his letters Paul addressed to the Christians in Rome. Sadly, in AD 68, the Roman Emperor Nero ordered Paul's execution. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
Since 1962, Westfield House in Cambridge has been preparing students with the knowledge, attitudes and skills necessary for the ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and its proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a centre of theological studies, it also seeks to serve the Lutheran Church, both in this country and overseas, by the promotion of Christian learning at all levels. Westfield House provides theological education within the framework of a confessional Lutheran perspective and offers resources that further the understanding of that perspective. Westfield House also offers the only significant Lutheran library in the country. Find out more about Westfield House on the internet at www.westfieldhouse.org.uk. Westfield House, the Theological College of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You're listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are introducing Paul's letter to the Romans. We have said that originally Paul persecuted the Christians, but God the Holy Spirit converted him to faith and made him a powerful instrument to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Let us consider some aspects of Paul's letter to the Romans.
When and where did Paul write the letter to the Romans?
Although he does not mention the date and place he wrote, on the basis of historical evidence, scholars believe that Paul wrote the epistle to the Romans probably in AD 55, while he was in the city of Corinth in Greece.
What was the purpose of Paul writing to the Romans?
One of his purposes was to prepare the way for his future visit to Rome and his mission to Spain. A second purpose was to present the basic system of salvation to a church that had not received the teaching of the apostle before. A third purpose of Paul writing to the Romans was to explain the relationship between Jew and non-Jew in God's overall plan of redemption. The Jewish Christians were being rejected by the larger non-Jewish group in the church because the Jewish believers still felt constrained to observe dietary laws and sacred days.
What is the basic content of the letter to the Romans?
Paul starts off with greetings to the readers. Paul had not founded the church in Rome, and he had never visited it. He planned many times to go to Rome, but his plans did not materialize. Now it seemed to him the appropriate time to pay a visit to Rome. First, Paul went from Corinth to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem he set off to Spain. On his way, he wanted to visit Rome. So the letter Paul is writing was intended to prepare the Roman Christians for his visit. In chapters 1 to 8, Paul develops the main theme of his message, that is, all who believe in Jesus Christ are saved by grace, both Jews and non-Jews. In chapters 9 to 11, Paul deals with the issue of the importance of the people of Israel in God's plan. In the last chapters of the letter, Paul speaks about the rights and duties of the Christians. He emphasizes the responsibility of those strong in faith to treat in humbleness and love those who are weak in faith. Every effort shall be made among Christians to remain united and to function together, one person in behalf of others. Paul closes his letter with greetings and salutation.
What is then the message of the letter to the Romans?
Several aspects can be pointed out. First, the gospel reveals that God accepts sinners by grace through faith in Jesus. Second, in all human beings dwells a sinful nature which produces all kinds of evil and leads to death. Third, Christians have died to sin and are made alive to God. Fourth, Jesus Christ fulfilled God's law in our stead and freed us from the curse of the law. Fifth, we have been united to Christ and have died to sin. At the same time, we have been raised with Christ to a new life. Sixth, the Heavenly Father has adopted us as His children and made us heirs with Christ. Seventh, for those who love God, all things work together for good, and nothing can separate them from the love of Christ.
Why is the Epistle to the Romans placed as the first one of Paul's letters in the New Testament?
It is placed as the first one not because it was the first to be written, but because it is the longest and the most important letter as far as content is concerned. You see, there are exciting issues in the letter of Paul to the Romans. We hope you will join us in the following studies and rejoice with us in the good news of Christ's love. Many people have found great comfort in this letter of love. We wish you may find too. An outstanding theologian of the 1500s called Martin Luther gives us a glimpse what the letter of Paul to the Romans is all about. Martin Luther says, "This epistle is really the chief part of the New Testament and is truly the purest gospel. It is worthy not only that every Christian should know it word by word, by heart, but also that he should occupy himself with it every day as the daily bread of the soul. We can never read it or ponder over it too much, for the more we deal with it, the more precious it becomes and the better it tastes." Martin Luther goes on saying, "In the Epistle to the Romans, we thus find most abundantly the things that a Christian ought to know, namely, what is law, gospel, sin, punishment, grace, faith, righteousness, Christ, God, good works, love, hope, and the cross, and also how we are to conduct ourselves toward everyone, be he righteous or sinner, strong or weak, friend or foe, and even toward our own selves. Moreover," Luther states, "this is all ably supported by Scripture and proved by St. Paul's own example and that of the prophets, so that one could not wish for anything more. Therefore, it appears that Paul wanted in this one epistle to sum up briefly the whole Christian and evangelical doctrine and to prepare an introduction to the entire Old Testament. For, without doubt, whoever has this epistle well in his heart has with him the light and power of the Old Testament. Therefore, let every Christian be familiar with it and exercise himself in it continually. To this end, may God give us his grace. Amen. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. Please stay tuned in to Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.